It's another day that ends in Y, and that means there is someone on the internet who is saying terrible things about men who like video games, movies, and Lego. Specifically, Lego came up a few times on this one for some weird reason. Our tweet today comes from the religious hippie, an influencer I didn't know existed until seeing this very tweet. And she says, "Whenever I talk to my girlfriends who are looking for a husband and good father to their future kids, there is always one reoccurring turnoff. Man children. Men who cosplay. Even Lord of the Rings, Crap. I'm not a cosplayer. I'm a fake wizard. Men who cosplay, even Lord of the Rings, are obsessed with Legos, Marvel, Star Wars, basically toys in general. It's the number one consistent complaint I hear from women, not only my friends." Okay, there's a lot to unpack here, and discussing this is like dancing the tango in a minefield while being tased by a cat that's just been neutered. That means it's really hard. Well, why would a topic like this be really hard to discuss? Because now we're getting into the territory of things being much more than video games bad. You're coming at lots of hobbies that transcend any one thing. There are sweeping generalizations here, and there's also an argument about misandry to be made. And we will make it. But I want to be clear, I do not like response videos. They're often coming from places of hate or negativity, and they're kind of a punishment for the original creator. I don't like that. OP might be punching down at people and doesn't know it, but that's not at all what this channel is. Do not send any hate her way, and if you do, you do not represent me. That's on you. I believe that while the religious hippie perhaps didn't know the kind of hole she was digging when she made that tweet, we are here together now. I hope there's something for everyone to learn from this. Welcome to The Pondering. I am the real-life fake wizard, not a cosplayer. If this video brings you any value at all, I invite you to subscribe to this channel, where we're posting new videos nearly every day. Let's get the history out of the way here, because I did my homework. That tweet was in relation to a video she posted a few days ago, discussing the idea that there are lots of adults in the West that are refusing to grow up, that both men and women are not becoming mature adults. They're playing into the fantasies they had as kids well into their 30s, like Disney adults. You know Disney adults, right? Whatever you just thought of when I said Disney adults, that's the kind of people she's talking about. And somewhere down the road, that translated into this tweet, which is very out of pocket. I don't think her original video was well articulated, but she wasn't necessarily coming down on any one person at that point. And then we get this tweet, which, for us to do this correctly, we need to break down line by line. "Whenever I talk to my girlfriends who are looking for a husband and good father to their future kids, there is always one recurring turnoff. Man children." Okay, well, let's get one thing out of the way. There are man children. Plenty of men are not going to be good father figures, but there's also a tremendous amount of women that would be terrible mothers. This kind of failure in both men and women is common. Like, throughout all of history, men and women alike, not being good parental figures is a common L that humans have taken for generations. But let's nitpick the one recurring turnoff point, because it calls the next line's credibility into question. Really? Man children is the one recurring theme for all these girls finding husbands? Look, there are some wicked men out there, like terrible men. If you're telling me that all your girlfriends have a problem with Kevin playing Minecraft, girl, you are blessed. There are horror stories that I've heard about men out there, and women for that matter too. Good lord, the last girl I dated was years ago, and I had to be medicated for depression afterwards. You're talking about men with passions here that could be harmless. Some women would kill for a man-child husband to replace the monster they married in the living room. And I can hear the religious hippie respond to this already. She was saying that this was in relation to people who have zero personality outside of the hobbies. The immature men, the people who spend $1,000 on the Millennium Falcon Lego set, those kinds of people. Or as she specifically noted in her live stream about the subject, men who stand up dates for no reason. We'll come back to that in a moment. Okay, well, my point remains. If they've got hobbies and they aren't monsters, that's a colossal victory, but let's continue. Let's take the whole tweet at face value for a second here. Let's assume Kevin is a guy who plays Minecraft, but he's got a job, he's a little goofy, but he's got the capabilities of being a good man. He has the potential to become a husband and father, but you don't like him anyway. And you were never going to like him, because you want Kevin to give up everything that makes Kevin Kevin, to become whatever you deemed were the virtues of masculinity in your mind. You want these men to be something that these particular men aren't. Well, what if I said I wanted women to be a specific way? Some people might say that's a horrible thing to say, and some people would have the correct answer. Preferences. You're looking for preferences. You have a specific style of man in your mind that you want to be the father of your children. Good. Go tell Karen and Doris to go find that man. Stop trying to change men to fit like a puzzle piece into your version of the world. It never ends well. And that goes for men too. Don't try to change women to fit a criteria that you demand. This goes both ways. We'd all be better off if we dated and married people with the acceptance of who that person is to their core. That is how you're supposed to love. And it raises another point. And you're not going to like this one. In that live stream, the religious hippie reads a letter detailing a situation where a woman was stood up by a date. This woman recounts genuinely sad situations where she's having trouble finding reliable men. And these men are equated to being immature and not masculine. And I'm sorry, I'm very sorry, that's not a reflection on the men. That's a reflection on the woman. The woman chose this guy. These guys. The woman thought this was going to be an ideal candidate to date. Why? What were the circumstances leading to this? She must have known at least a few things about him to be willing to say yes to see this man for a first date, right? We're talking here about a woman who agreed to go out with a man for a first date, and this guy stood her up. Why'd you choose him? You chose the man-child, right? You agreed to go out with him. Are you a poor judge of character? Do you not have the skills to read a man in the early stages on whether they'll be good or bad men? And this is a pretty serious discussion point. We're not talking about people being married for a long time here, and the guy changes over time, or he wasn't like this when we got together. Times change people, and sometimes it's not for the better. No, here, we're talking about a situation where you have your girlfriends incorrectly reading men that they're agreeing to go out with. That's on them, not the men. I mean, come on, it's like pushing off the responsibility of why you're not happy. It's someone else's fault. Oh, those men were not good enough for me. Okay, they weren't good enough for you. Perhaps you're a bad judge of character. Or perhaps you want more than what 90% of men can offer. Is that a possibility? Is there a chance you're asking for too much? And I don't want to get much further on this one point because it's all generalizations. It's speculation. Sometimes people don't work out. Stop trying to make people into what you want them to be. And for all my single friends out here, both men and women, stop trying to change yourself to fit the criteria of others. That's another point that hurts here. There are tons of people who think they need to change themselves to fit into that puzzle piece that that one man or woman has. If she doesn't like you and she lets you down nicely, consider it a blessing from God. Pack your stuff up, move on with your life. Don't let yourself be defined by the people who reject you. Now, getting back to going through this line by line, man children are men who cosplay, even Lord of the Rings, are obsessed with Legos, Marvel, Star Wars, basically toys in general. The use of the term obsessed here has been the key to Hippie defending herself. Oh, we're not talking about everyone, we're talking about the obsessed, except to read this tweet in any capacity is to take a polarizing stance, because this statement is a generalization. Are people that are obsessed with hobbies likely volatile dating partners? Sure, maybe. That's widely debatable. Show me a man with a toy collection, and I'll wager that man has one thing that many men do not have. Passion. But overall, this sentence here is what's brought about this entire discussion, because it's here that I believe you're not empathizing with people. You're judging people. This is like the Matt Walsh effect. Matt Walsh very regularly throws stones down at people, thinking his judgment of them for being lesser than in his eyes is going to be enough to sway them to become like him. It's a bully tactic. Or at least, that's how it seems. Walsh doesn't like video games or Star Wars or nerdy things, and Hippie here is using the same strategy of punching down on people. It's a sweeping generalization statement of Marvel, Star Wars, Legos. It's all bad. And so, anyone who's reading this tweet is going to have an immediate snap reaction in their mind. Either they read this and instantly agree with you, in which case they're not nerdy people with hobbies, or they disagree with you because, oh look, another holier-than-thou content creator is punching down on nerds again. Yay. This is the reason why I wanted to talk about this and make this video. All the dating stuff, that's not really my thing. Here, you have someone that maybe thinks they're trying to help people. I really don't know why she made this tweet. Like, maybe it was just for content purposes. Maybe this was just a flavor of the week kind of a conversation. But you're talking from a position of not knowing what you're talking about. Mere admittedly so. In that live stream, she details that her and her husband watch SpongeBob, and that's their nerdy thing. That watching SpongeBob is the nerdiest thing that they do. And I'm gonna say, as a man dressed like a fake wizard, we would call that a normie thing to do. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with watching SpongeBob. It's fun. It's stupid. Why would you label that as being a lesser than guilty pleasure? It's SpongeBob. See, it's one thing to have dating preferences. Like, I get you, I understand, I empathize with dating preferences. But this conversation quickly spirals into talking about men, specifically talking about men negatively. And it further plays into a conversation where women who read that tweet and already have preconceived notions about dating men with nerdy hobbies are going to feel more affirmed in that bias. And men who have notions that women will hate them because of those hobbies become affirmed in those biases. That's a tweet to punch down on people, and you posted it, which means it's your responsibility. It's your words. You don't get to hide behind an hour-long live stream explaining it away, and then claiming others have no right to be upset if they didn't listen to your live stream. I don't believe in punching down on people, on any people. I believe in extending a hand to lift people up, to give people hope. There are too many men out here that are suffering and dying for a little bit of hope. You know, all this talk about men and their hobbies, what kind of world are men living in today, huh? Buying a house is near impossible. In June 2024, the median price of an existing house reached an all-time high of $426,000. A house that used to cost $200,000 in 2014 costs close to $400,000 today. To buy a median-priced home in 2025, you need to be making, on average, $100,000 a year. Well, how many households are pulling in over six figures a year? Oh, seems like 68% of the United States is not, which means that only 32% of households in the country can afford to buy a home. Now, wait a minute. This data is based on households which assume dual income. How about just men? How many men can afford to buy a median-priced home today? Uh-oh, none of them! None of the men on average in the United States can afford to buy a house on their own! It will require additional income. How about cars? You want your man to have a nice car, yes? Americans can no longer afford to buy their man! Just 10% of new listings are currently priced below $30,000. Used cars only see 28% of listings under $28,000. Americans should have an annual income of at least $100,000 to safely budget for a car. Well, we just saw with the houses that knocks out nearly 50% of households and almost all the average American men. But don't worry, friends. Experts say the cars will become affordable again soon. Keep waiting. Well, what else do men have to contend with economically? Grocery prices continue to climb, being up 1.9% year over year. I know eggs are coming down, but everything else ain't. Healthcare is up over time. Rent prices are up 3.25% from 24 to 25. And men will be stuck renting forever because they can't afford that home. And I hear you in the comments. Women have to suffer this too. I know. I agree with you. Life is tough as hell right now. The economic factors that you and I are contending with did not exist for our grandparents. Times were tough, but times are tougher now, economically, of course. And it's become very clear. No matter how hard men try, the odds, the system, the American dream is entirely stacked against them. What more do you want? You want men to renounce their love of insert hobby here to do what exactly? To be fair, I personally believe more adult hobbies are preferable, i.e. hiking, sports, cooking, etc. Hippie, I'm not sure you know what it is you're asking of people. Like, to know it, like you know the words, and understand it because you can empathize with nerds are two extremely different things. It's one thing to look down upon these things that men love with a judgy tone, and that's your preference. It's another thing to say, give all that up, because we're gonna go watch with... Well, you sound like the...
It's not always about the money, Spider-Man. It's about the Mets, baby. Love the Mets. All right, baby, let's go. Get a home run, baby. Love the Mets. Let's go, Mets.
But okay, let's play your angle of it. Men are going to man up. They've pulled out the power cables on their PlayStations and have dedicated themselves to hustle culture. Men are now making a generous six-figure salary. What happens now? Well, on average, 41% of first marriages end in divorce, 60% of second marriages get divorced, and 73% of third marriages get divorced. Of those numbers, nearly 70% of divorces are initiated by the woman. At nearly every 42 seconds, there is a divorce in America. Okay? All right. There goes another one. Yes, there are a lot of reasons for divorce, but maybe if you all married someone that fit your preferences, you wouldn't be divorcing in such rapid numbers. Maybe if you dated people that fit your preferences better, or dare I say it, you were a little more open-minded and empathetic for people, maybe if we were all just a little less selfish, divorce wouldn't be so high. But it doesn't matter, because with a 70% divorce initiation by women, marriage is statistically not in men's favor in the United States, where men end up paying out 10 to 40% of their income in alimony or child support. So all that extra income, gone. And again, ladies, I'm not saying men should never pay child support or alimony. I understand. What I'm ramping to here is that men don't have it easy. They don't have it easy. Here, some more scary facts about men. Men died by self-deletion 3.85% times more than women in 2022. White males accounted for nearly 65% of those deaths in that year. And for every death by self-deletion, I wish we could say the real word, we're here on YouTube. There are approximately 20 attempts made. American men, specifically white dudes, are not exactly winning the mental health game. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. This is some scary stuff. Men are in positions where they don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. They don't know how to make their lives better for themselves or their loved ones. They're told to deal with it or get over it, or you're less of a man for battling mental health issues. In some cases, it's cited that men actually think that removing themselves from the equation will alleviate problems for their loved ones. That's the reality. That's the dark reality we all exist in. And so, I say again, what more do you want? Are video games really that bad? Are Legos really that bad? When sometimes these are the very things giving men a reason to keep going? It's tweets and commentary like this that kind of inspire me to keep making videos myself. Men, women, people are looking everywhere for something to inspire them, to give them a reason to see tomorrow. The last thing I want to do is punch down on anyone. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know what tribulations are on people's doorsteps. And this might be a single tweet posted by someone who had no idea what she was stepping into. Fine. The mindset, though. It's the mindset that I'm speaking to. Of what seems like another young person that doesn't know what they're talking about, blind firing their worldviews at people from a place of judgment and condescension. A few weeks ago, I was doing a live stream, and someone in the chat started saying that they were considering unaliving themselves. I don't know who this person was. I didn't recognize their name. And here I am live streaming. Like, I don't know what to do. I have to take this at face value. I have to consider this is real. So I said what I would say. You need to find your why. You need to seize the fact that your life is your life, no matter what happens, no matter what anyone says, and you need to fight to see tomorrow. I'm rooting for them, and I want them to be okay. When in reality, I wish I was able to get this person on the phone or give them a hug or find out what's going on. And this is an extreme case, yes, but you don't have a clue at how many men are living their lives in perpetual misery. You don't have a clue at how many people would and could change their lives if someone told them that it was okay to try, that it was okay to give themselves a chance. There are countless men who live in a perpetual loop of negativity, compounding their thoughts of how terrible things are. And oftentimes, these people could be free of that if someone else offered out a hand and said, "It's okay." And I can hear the responses to this part of the video already. Oh, well, life is hard. Get over it. You're going to delete yourself over not being able to play with Legos? No, I'm being pragmatic. These tweets and this mindset, again, are coming from a place of being a young person who is blind firing their worldview onto people from a place of judgment and condescension. So I'd like to invite the religious hippie to do something, and this would be great for you two at home. And I mean this in absolute good faith. I want you to look into tabletop role-playing games. Sometimes that's Dungeons & Dragons, even though we don't really like them, but there are hundreds of options. And I invite you to play one of those games as a player, just once. I will run it for you, like, for real, entirely in good faith. I wrote a book for cases just like this, and you will have a blast. You will laugh, you might even cry because of how connected you get to the game. I believe that tabletop games can be used to teach people empathy. I fully believe that. Because you need to pretend to be someone else for a few hours and make decisions based on what that person would do, not you. It's an exercise in how else we can all see the world. Would it be so wrong to see the world through different eyes? Topics like this are very serious. I take this very seriously, and I would like to once again reaffirm what I said at the beginning of this. Do not spread hatred over this topic. We should be inviting people to shake hands and talk and discuss. Do not send any negativity out to anybody because of a topic like this. Until next time, create, innovate, inspire, and for the love of God, cancel Disney Plus. All right, this is a long video. Take care. Bye-bye.